Imagine being a duck hunter standing at the edge of a lake. If you aim directly at the duck, you'll miss every time. Success requires anticipating where the duck will be when your shot arrives. This hunting wisdom perfectly captures the essence of bullseye investing. Markets move in predictable cycles, not straight lines. Yet Wall Street consistently pushes the same message. Buy stocks now, don't time markets, hold for the long term. This advice has been wrong about half the time throughout market history. We're currently in a secular bear market that began in 2000. These typically last 13 to 20 years, with stock prices fluctuating but making little upward progress. What's fascinating is that market cycles show no reliable connection to economic performance. From 1964 to 1981, the Dow gained just 0.1%, while GDP grew 374%. Similarly, from 1930-1950, the economy doubled, yet stocks ended flat. Michael Alexander's research demonstrates that during bear market cycles throughout history, investors achieved only 0.3% annual returns, compared to 13.2% during bull markets. His price-to-resources ratio shows that valuations at the time of investment determine returns over the next 10 to 20 years. The key insight? In secular bear markets, focus on absolute returns, beating treasury bills, rather than relative returns, beating market averages. Major innovations follow a predictable pattern: initial innovation, growth boom, market shakeout, and maturity boom, typically spanning 45-60 years. As technologies mature, growth slows and stocks become overvalued against their diminished potential. Revolutionary technologies eventually become commonplace utilities, forcing even industry leaders like IBM to reinvent themselves when their innovations standardize. This decline sets the stage for the next wave of opportunity. We're now entering a millennium wave, an unprecedented convergence of multiple simultaneous innovations. Advanced biotechnology, quantum computing, next-gen wireless networks, fusion power, robotics, and AI may drive more fundamental change in the next two decades than throughout the entire 20th century. History offers perspective. In 1900, New York faced an unsolvable crisis, with horses producing 2.5 million pounds of manure daily. The automobile eliminated this problem within a decade. Today's seemingly intractable challenges may find equally rapid solutions through emerging technologies. Modern portfolio theory has become ineffective in today's interconnected markets. While suitable for institutions with 30-year horizons, it fails individual investors with shorter timeframes. Wall Street promotes buy-and-hold strategies focused on beating benchmarks by small margins, even when absolute returns are negative. Harry Markowitz himself acknowledged that asset class correlations change over time, a fact Wall Street ignores. The diversification once provided by international stocks has disappeared as global markets have become highly correlated, as demonstrated during the 2008 crash. MPT's effectiveness depends entirely on future return assumptions. Wall Street typically projects 9 to 10% overall returns, requiring 12% annual stock returns with 30% in bonds, while disregarding market cycles and our current secular bear market. As Robert Shiller shows in Irrational Exuberance, when broad market indices exceed PE ratios of 23, investors receive virtually no return over the following decade. For those with horizons under 30 years, staying fully invested during secular bear markets is illogical. Demographics ended Japan's economic miracle in the 1990s, a challenge now facing most developed nations. While developed countries experience population decline, developing nations, especially Islamic ones, see explosive growth. Germany will stagnate at 80 million, while Yemen grows from 18 to 84 million. Russia will shrink from 145 to 100 million, weakening its geopolitical position. By 2040, the retiree-to-worker ratio in developed nations will rise from 30 to 100 to 70-100, with Italy, Japan, and Spain reaching an unprecedented 100-100. This creates an unsustainable burden as elderly benefits double to 25% of GDP while healthcare costs surge. The funding crisis presents stark choices. Either impose tax rates above 50% that drive away young workers, or let elderly benefits consume up to 66% of public budgets, creating impossible trade-offs between defense, education, and infrastructure. Japan's government debt will reach 300% of GDP this decade, unsustainable even with zero interest rates. The future belongs to developing nations, particularly China and India, as aging developed countries can no longer drive global growth. These emerging powers will reshape global institutions, trade patterns, and military alliances. Value investing, established in Graham and Dodd's 1934 Security Analysis, has proven remarkably effective. Professor Joseph View found that buying stocks below Graham's number, current assets minus all liabilities, and holding for 2 years yielded 24% annual returns, even outperforming Buffett's 22%. Small investors have an advantage over institutional investors. Fund managers with $1 billion typically limit themselves to 1% ownership in companies, restricting them to firms with $1 billion plus market caps. Since genuine deep value stocks rarely reach this size, institutions must compromise their value criteria. Bullseye investing follows two key rules: cut your losers and let your winners ride using stop-loss orders, and capture your successes by setting target prices for selling in stages. Be patient with research. You're investing, not trading. In a low tax environment, dividend-paying stocks offer significant benefits. A stock with a 6% dividend yield provides roughly 5% after tax, potentially doubling your portfolio every 14 years even without price appreciation. Focus on undervalued stocks with growing dividends. Secular bear markets create opportunities in alternative investments. Gold serves as both insurance against currency devaluation and systemic risks, and as an investment with profit potential. Consider allocating 5 to 10% of liquid assets to insurance gold. Global macro funds profit from economic changes affecting entire regions by positioning in currencies, interest rates, commodities, and stocks globally. These funds use either discretionary, trend-predictive, or systematic, trend-following approaches, with some systematic options now available as mutual funds for U.S. investors. Today's real estate market offers opportunities through low mortgage rates and distressed property prices, though rising interest rates may temporarily impact values before inflation becomes beneficial. Direct real estate investing requires understanding vacancy rates, rental demand, maintenance costs, and local regulations. Start with single-family homes in growing markets before advancing to multi-unit properties. Despite economic challenges, entrepreneurship remains the most effective wealth creation method, requiring adequate capital, unique market positioning, and strong operational systems. The investment world consistently fails to anticipate change, assuming current trends will continue indefinitely. Investors either claim this time it's different or believe they'll react when change occurs. Neither proves true. Markets routinely overestimate how long present conditions will last. I can't predict where future opportunities will emerge. They're still being invented in garages and labs worldwide. The biggest opportunities will come from unanticipated surprises, with entrepreneurs' ability to adapt to change in free markets driving my optimism. It's no longer deer season. We must hunt different game, in different places, with different tools. Traditional buy-and-hold strategies may prove inadequate. This era demands absolute returns over relative ones, rewards diligent research, and punishes blind faith in rising markets. Despite the world's problems, opportunities far outweigh them. Success means leading the duck, anticipating where markets are going, not where they've been. Those who understand cycles will find their bullseye even when the future doesn't follow a straight line from the present.